Well, if it isn't Mister, I'm too important to do anything myself. You just keep showing up here, don't you? What do you want this time? Another blowjob? Or are you gonna ask me to fuck you because you're pent up again? For the last time, I'm not your maid. Ugh. I'm already dealing with enough. What with the hollows and the underground tunnels? Those scummy syndicate thugs prowling the back alleys. And now you want to add maid duty to my already overflowing schedule? What is it with you? Do you think I'm gonna listen to you just because I have a... Never mind. It's not like I signed up for this. Oh, I get it. You think I'm just here to serve you, huh? Oh, Ellen, please get me this. Ellen, rub my cock. Ellen, I'm so horny, help me. Do you know how many hollows I've slain today? And you want me to take care of you? You know what? Screw it. Fine. Go ahead. Ask for it. But don't expect me to be in the best of moods. All right? Ugh. Don't even dare make that comment. Just because I wear this stupid outfit doesn't mean I'm your personal butler. It's called combat efficiency, not maid attire. My uniform's designed to give me full range of movement when I'm slicing through hollow mobs. You know, actual work. Oh, who am I kidding? You just love to watch me squirm, don't you? Fine. I'll play your little game. But I'm not happy about it. Welcome home, dear master. How may your humble servant be of assistance? Would you like to be deep-throated? Fucked silly? Perhaps you would enjoy my asshole for a change. How does my hand feel, Master? You want a blowjob now? Fine. But I'm not gonna act like I enjoy it just because you requested it. This is simply me fulfilling your request. I'd never be into someone who thinks they're the center of the universe. You know, I've been handling hollow research and syndicate raids for hours now. You think I don't get tired? Do you think I don't deserve a break? But here I am, giving you a hand job. Like you've got any clue about what it's like to be on the front lines of New Erindu. And don't even think about controlling my pace. You'll take it just as is. You certainly don't deserve to come in my mouth either. Let's get this over with. You want me to ride you? Fine. It's not like I have a million other things to do. Like stop an incoming hollow swarm in Sector 9. Or investigate some shady business from the Syndicate. Nope. I'm your fuckmaid today. There. Happy now? You want me to start making your bed too? Should I start folding your laundry while I'm at it? Just let me know what else you need. Your Majesty. Honestly, I don't even know why I bother. Maybe it's despite all your cocky teasing. You're not totally insufferable. Oh, but don't get used to this. The next time you're making stupid demands, I'm walking out of here without a second thought. Wait. Did you hear that? I swear, if that's another Syndicate raid, you know what? You deal with it. I'm not here to babysit you. I have bigger problems than you trying to get me to blow you off and fuck you dry. All right. Looks like it's nothing. False alarm. But don't think you can throw me off like that. I've been doing this too long to let some little thing shake me up. But don't get me wrong. I handled the dirty work in Erindu. You just keep coming here with your demands. Think about it. Who's out there fighting hollows while you sit here, cozy in your chair, getting off? Who's defending you from the syndicate sending in their goons? Who's doing all the hard work? Oh, I think you get the idea by now. All right. I've had enough. You want me to play maid? Fine. But next time, you're doing the dirty work. I swear, if I hear Ellen do this one more time, I'll put you on my list of people I'll throw into the hollow pit. And trust me, that list is growing. I'll admit, though, you don't make it easy to stay mad at you, as much as I hate to say it. I do like having you around, even if you are a little annoying. You know, maybe after all this chaos, it's not so bad to just sit back for once. Maybe next time, you will make me do all the work. Maybe you'll actually offer to help. Or, just maybe, I'll throw all my maid duties at you. And you'll have to satisfy me for a change. All right. You've worn me down. Don't think for a second this means I'll enjoy this next time. But for today, yeah, I guess I'll put up with it. Why do I even put up with you?